This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 499 and a quarter, down 2.5. July corn, 505 and a quarter, down 2.25. September corn, 505 and a half, down 1.5. May soybeans, 1464 and a quarter, down 9.5. July soybeans, 1448 and a quarter, down 6.75. August soybeans, 1372 and 3/4, down 1.75. May wheat, 676 and a quarter, up 6.5. July wheat, 683.5, up 7. September wheat, 692 and 3/4, up 7.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Monday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday afternoon. Imports of Brazilian soybeans weighed on bean prices. Corn weakened on technical trading, and wheat chalked up gains with technical trading and dryness in the plains. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 3 lower at 466 to 492. Soybean bids were 8 to 10 lower at 1420 to 1459. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 lower at 466 to 494. Soybean bids were 6 to 7 lower at 1458 to 1479. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 2 cents lower at 479 to 510. Soybean bids were 10 to 13 cents lower at 1443 to 1473. And wheat bids were 6 to 10 higher at 645 to 693. Illinois soybean cash price, soybean bids were 9 to 10 lower at 1471 to 1499. Basis was steady to 1 higher at 7 to 35 over the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 489.30 to 524.30, which was 480 lower, with basis steady at 15 to 50 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 3 cents lower at 495 to 505, with basis steady at 400 to 6 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 cents lower at 501 to 504, with basis 1 cent higher at 2 to 5 over the May. Soybeans ended 8 to 10 lower at 1454 to 1468, with basis steady to 2 higher at 10 under to 4 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 9 to 11 cents higher at 657 to 661, with basis 2 to 4 higher at 23 to 27 under the July. East St. Louis barge and loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 2 lower at 524 to 525. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 9 to 10 cents lower at 1475 to 1495. Soft wheat closes 6 to 10 higher at 705 to 707. Milo ended the day 2 to 3 lower at 517 to 520. Contract bids for producers for new crop bids. Corn in the northern part of the state at 466 to 481. Soybeans at 1161 to 1192. Bids for new crop corn in the central part of the state at 466 to 484. Soybeans, new crop in the central part of the state at 1174 to 1198. And new crop corn in the southern part of the state at 458 to 486. New crop soybeans in the southern part of the state at 1176 to 1208. And July wheat at 639 to 667. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 143.02, down 2 cents. June live cattle, 134.92, up 12 cents. August live cattle, 132.67, up 40 cents. April feeder cattle, 177.60, down 10 cents. May feeder cattle, 178.85, up 32 cents. August feeder cattle, 180.50, up 27 cents. April lean hogs, 125.05, up $1.90. May lean hogs, 120.90, up 40 cents. June lean hogs, 121.75, up $1.20. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with Monday, the 7th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.48 lower in a range of 109 to 124.40, with a weighted average carcass price of 124.19. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sows were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 85 to 88, 4 to 5 weight at 87 to 97, 5 6 weight at 89 to 98, and over 600 pounds at $90 to $100. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $4 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $86 to $93. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled $14,070. The Greenville Livestock Auction Feeder Sale Report for Saturday, April 5th. The entire offering was preconditioned on complete health care, which was met with active trade and good demand. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 3 weight at 220 to 243, 4 weight at 220 to 251, 5 weight at 190 to 231, 6 weight at 190 to 204.50, 7 weight at 177 to 207, and 8 weight at 160 to 170. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, 2 weight at 181 to 211, 3 weight at 167 to 188, 4 weight at 161 to 180, and 6 weight at 135 to 151, and 8 weight at 130 to 135. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 3 weight at 222 to 236, 4 weight at 209 to 222, 5 weight at 190 to 206, 6 weight at 170 to 190, and 7 weight at 162.50 to 175. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 258 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $129.85, which is $1.14 lower. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $228.21, which was 53 cents lower, with select carcasses at $215.75, which was $1.62 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000, compared to 114,000 last week and 113,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 404,000, compared to 401,000 last week and 410,000 1 year ago. Hamilton's Madison Audi County Ag Hay Auction Report for Saturday, April 5th. Compared to last week, comparable hay in small squares sold mostly 1 to 3 lower. Hay in large squares sold 2 to 6 higher. And hay in large rounds 5 to 19 lower per bale. 225 bales. Alfalfa premium quality small squares at $7.30 to $8.80. Large rounds 5x5, $67. Large squares, good quality. Alfalfa 3x3s at $55. Large rounds 5x5s at $12.50 to $49. Alfalfa orchard grass, good quality. Small squares at $4.30 to $5.50. Large squares 3x3s at $46. Alfalfa mixed grass, premium quality small squares at $6 to $8.60. Good quality small squares at $2.10 to $2.30. Orchard grass premium quality small squares $5.50 to $7. Mixed grass premium quality small squares at $5.10 to $6.10. Good quality small squares at $1.60 to $3.70. And wheat straw small squares good quality at $3.60 to $4.50. And large squares 3x3s at $18. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.94. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.93. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.85. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.84. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.55. May beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.54. April beans delivered to Scottville, $14.44. May beans delivered to Scottville, $14.43. April wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.71. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.94, corn at Scottville is $4.85, beans at Greenfield are $14.55, beans at Scottville are $14.44, and wheat at Scottville is $6.71. County Executive Director for the Macoupin County Farm Service Agency, John Nolan, wishes to remind farmers of the 2014 failed crop acreage deadline. Per FSA procedure, farmers who have failed crop acreage, for example wheat, must file a CCC 576 notice of failed crop acreage and complete an FSA 578 crop acreage report at the county FSA office before disposition of the crop. If your failed crop is insured by crop insurance, you must provide documentation of failed crop inspection and determination by crop insurance before the county committee can approve the failed acreage request. There are no late filed provisions for failed crop acreage reports filed after disposition of the crop. Farmers who complete a failed crop acreage report in a timely fashion are given history credit for FSA purposes. Farmers with any questions on 2014 failed crop acreage can contact the Macoupin County FSA office at 217-854-2626. This past Saturday was the last running of Hamilton's hay auction for the season. I spoke with Mike Hamilton to see how it went.
Yes, Angela, we wrapped up for the spring season. We'll be back ready for business the first Saturday in December. We had a good sale Saturday. Small squares of alfalfa, we had 100 bales of that, and it was from $6 to $8 per bale. We had 375 bales of alfalfa grass mix, and it was from $2.10 to extreme top of $8.80 per bale. Small squares of grass, we had 750 small squares from $1.80 to $7 per bale. We ended up with 500 bales of straw, and it was from $4 to $4.50 per bale. In the 3x3 by eights, we had 180 bales of alfalfa, and it was from $46 to $86 per bale. We had 38 bales of grass from $28 to $46. Had 53 by threes of straw at $18. We had 26 bales of millet at $12.50. In the round bales of alfalfa, we had 31 bales from. We had some moldy first crop at $12.50 to some really nice stored inside third crop at $67 per bale. The round bales of alfalfa grass, we had 186 bales of them from $13 to $21 per bale. Round bales of grass, we had 175 bales from $20 to $51 per bale. And the stubble clover, we had 51 bales of that at $16. Ended up with 14 bales of rye at $16.
All right, very good. Well, it sounds like you had a really good turnout for the last auction of the season.
Yeah, we ended up, we had 70 buyer numbers out. A lot of guys are just buying ahead to make sure they got enough hay to get through until time to start making new hay.
And with the wrap-up of the season, how would you say that this year compared to other years?
Well, I'm going to call the hay market in spots a good 50% lower. We were kind of doing our books yesterday, and it seemed like we handled a lot of volume this year and for about half the commission. So as far as profitability on our end, it wasn't very good. And you know, it's the same with the producers. They were receiving about half of what they usually get for their hay. So hopefully we'll get this inventory cleaned up and hopefully not have a drought, but get things back where they need to be and maybe encourage some people to start backgrounding some cattle, feeding some cattle, and starting using some more of this hay.
Do you think that some of the low numbers of cattle is part of what contributed to the low hay prices, or was it just a surplus of hay?
It's a combination. The cattle numbers are at an all-time low. There was just we had a lot of rain last year, and there was a lot of hay baled. A lot of it was baled that probably shouldn't have been put into bales, but there's still a lot of that kind of lower quality hay sitting around that, you know, by next fall it's going to be nothing but mulch. But yeah, it's just a combination of low cattle numbers, harsh industries kind of in the tank right now, and there was a lot of hay.
All right. Well, hopefully we can at least get cattle numbers rebuilt a little bit by next year so that hay prices can stabilize once again.
We certainly hope so. Yeah, we want to thank everyone that patronized us this year and look forward to seeing you all again in the fall.
Certainly. And you said that you guys will have your first auction the first Saturday of December?
Yeah, we'll have our first sale in December 1st, and then also if anyone needs any 3x3s or round bales throughout the summer months, I always keep a couple loads under the roof there, so we will have hay available at Private Treaty.
And if they would like to get some hay from you guys at Private Treaty, what number should they call?
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. This week, Macoupin County 4-H is celebrating 4-H Week. It coincides nicely with National Volunteer Week and is used to help show appreciation of those who support 4-H and to encourage youth to join. I spoke with Kayla Wills, a Macoupin County 4-H member, about 4-H Week and her 4-H experience.
For Macoupin County 4-H Week, our club generally tries to go out and raise awareness. We've painted windows and made signs to hang up around the schools to try to get more people to join.
And why do you think it's important for people to join 4-H?
4-H is very important for kids coming in, especially if they don't have a whole lot of self-esteem when it comes to speaking in public or being around a whole lot of other people, because it gets you into the official process of meetings as well as helps you learn to speak in front of crowds. So that's definitely helped me a lot.
How old were you when you started 4-H and how long have you been in it?
I was about 8 years old, so that's been about 10 years now.
And what projects have you had throughout your 4-H career?
Whenever I first started, I was in gardening, so it was all simple, just learning to work with flowers, and then I went into woodworking, electricity, and visual arts.
What would you say your favorite part of 4-H has been?
My favorite part of 4-H has been getting to know all the different kids and growing up with some of the older ones and seeing what they've done with their futures, as well as look at the younger kids that I've grown to get more out there and be more vocal around other people.
So would you recommend that someone younger than you get into 4-H?
I would definitely recommend that somebody gets into 4-H because it will open their eyes to a wide variety of possibilities for their future.
Again, that was Macoupin County 4-H member Kayla Wills. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.